practice.
I think what we're also very aware of tonight is that this is a real live situation for citizens who are on the ground, who have been experiencing the violence around them. And no such testimony will bring that home than what we have from Angela, who spoke to me a matter of moments ago. She is in Madi, which is a suburb of Cairo. She and her husband are both British citizens, and they're finding it really difficult to leave the country. Have a listen to this.
I'm in one of the rooms of my apartment looking out the window in the dark because there's gunfire.
What can you see, Angela?
We're in Madi, which is an upscale neighbourhood of Cairo.
Tell me what you can see and what you can hear.
There's people on the street. They're guarding all the buildings. They're sitting in the sort of intersections between the roads, and they've got fires burning to keep themselves warm, but they've got sticks, golf clubs, guns, whatever. Just a few minutes ago, there was quite a lot of gunfire. It's just waiting and seeing. I mean, nothing's really happening right now, but a few minutes ago, it was quite lively. There was quite a lot of shouting.
What happened a few minutes ago, Angela?
Well, we went out onto the balcony because there's a lot of gunshots, and they're coming kind of from all around us, and they just sort of ran down the road a bit, and I don't, you know, it's hard to tell what's going on because we can only see what's really in front of our building. That's the best I can tell you.
Are you frightened?
I'll be honest, I'm not as frightened as I was last night. Last night, we feared for our lives last night. We really did. At about 6 p.m. our time, I had a family, some friends of ours, who abandoned their apartment about 10-minute walk from here because they were terrified. We are on the fourth floor, so we feel a lot safer. They were on the ground floor, and they were frightened, and they came over with their two young children, and then we had heard about all the looting, and we were told they were looting two blocks from here, which is kind of a main shopping street for us. And at that point, we were scared, and we were bags were packed, and we were ready to, I don't know what, run where, I don't know, but we were scared.
And how many of you are there, Angela? You're there with your family?
Yeah, tonight it's just my husband and I and our two children. But, I mean, I've had like 10 people in the house, but a lot of people, I mean, some people have gone to the airport. I have friends who live upstairs. They're now gone back upstairs.
And do you want to get out of the country?
I'm heartbroken to leave the country, but I have to leave the country for the safety of my family. You know, this is our home. We've lived here 6 years. It's upsetting, and I'm emotional about it because I know we have to leave, but we have to leave our homes, we have to leave our friends, we have to leave these people. I have to leave my cats.
And obviously the decision for you now is, do you risk the safety of you, your family, and your children?
Well, yes. And I mean, obviously we're not going to go out at night. At night, it's frightening. During the day, today, it was quite surreal because it was very normal. We hadn't ventured out very far in like 3 or 4 days, and we drove to the airport today. And I mean, they were delivering eggs to our local supermarket. My vegetable delivery guy turned up. He phoned me. He said, "Madame, where are you?" I'm like, "I'm on my way to the airport. I didn't realize you were going to deliver my vegetables." You know, this is so day-to-day life sort of carried on during the day. And then when the curfew falls and night comes, it changes.
It sounds like an incredibly volatile situation. And then, of course, you face the prospect that if you do decide to take your family and your children to Cairo Airport, I wonder what you will face there.
Well, we are booked on the British Airways flight tomorrow. Okay, we were booked on a flight to Bahrain today. We found out that we were booked on it by my husband's company at about 9 o'clock this morning. The flight left at 1, so we packed up and went to the airport. We had to collect tickets from Gulf Air. It was absolutely crazy at the airport, and their systems were down, so they couldn't print us a paper ticket, so they wouldn't allow us physically into the airport. So we missed our flight. So we came back here because we thought that's the safest bet, to get back here before the curfew. And then, I mean, our plans are tomorrow to leave at 9 o'clock. The flight's scheduled to leave at 10 to 4, but now they've pushed the curfew to 3. Now, we don't know whether they're going to close the airport and therefore the flight won't be able to go, but our plans are to go to the airport tomorrow.
And do you think you're getting adequate